Good morning. It's 8464CA. Well, coming up, it's not too far away. I've been doing all the right things, maybe not quite riding as much as I should, but certainly getting myself nice and healthy. And of course, getting the cardiovascular system up to scratch for the Q-Super Cardiac Challenge. It's not far away. And of course, it's a really important fundraiser for the Far North Queensland Hospital Foundation. My special guest this morning, Dr. Anthony Brazzali, he's an interventional cardiologist, which is a big mouthful, but it's a really important job. Dr. Anthony, great to talk to you this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on air.
Look, really interesting to talk to you. Obviously, it's the cardiac challenge, but I'm just interested in finding out a little bit more about an interventional cardiologist. What does that mean to a layman like me?
Well, Murray, interventional cardiology is sort of a subspecialty these days. We have a number of cardiologists here in Cairns where we treat people with heart disease, and that can vary from all areas of the heart, including electrical heart issues, valvular heart disease, and also heart attacks. An interventional cardiologist is someone that does emergency work on people that have heart attacks, and that often involves doing procedures such as angiograms as emergency, sometimes after hours, and then inserting stents if people have blockages within the arteries of their heart.
Mm. Well, I mean, you know, from what you've just said, you're certainly on the front line in the emergency situations as well. So I should imagine that's a pretty tough job. That's a tough call.
Yeah, we make a lot of sacrifices, but it's really worth it. I mean, I grew up in the area and I always wanted to come back and really offer services that weren't available when I was a medical student or even before when my family, needed services such as what we provide now in Cairns. It's a 24-hour job, but there's a few of us on the roster now, and without the hospital foundation, that probably wouldn't have been possible. To believe it or not.
And look, I'm keen to talk about that in just a sec, but if I can just talk about, you know, the quality of life has increased. Obviously, we've all got a lot more stress, but I mean, generally the foods that we eat, generally health is possibly better, certainly than what it was 100 years ago for the general population. But I should imagine the type of things that you're dealing with, are we seeing more of it as well because of some choices when it comes to lifestyles?
Certainly, lifestyle, diet and upbringing are important factors on developing cardiovascular disease. What we are seeing are that people are living longer now, and we also have tests available that can identify heart disease at an earlier stage. So we are actually seeing and treating more patients, but I think a lot of it's due to increasing age of our population due to healthier lifestyles in general. But certainly in Far North Queensland, there are higher rates compared to the rest of the state and nationally, particularly amongst our Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander population. And there's still a lot of work to be done to really improve the health overall. We're working hard towards that.
Well, look, in your position, as we've kind of discussed there, you know, on the front line as an interventional cardiologist, what I'm keen to talk to you about is obviously the Q-Super Cardiac Challenge and just being able to do those type of things, get up those big mountains, ride a bike for a long time. You need to be really healthy. But, of course, there's the fundraising aspect as well. So, look, I'm just keen to find from your perspective what type of things, you know, the money that we're raising through the Q-Super Cardiac Challenge, how does it assist you? How does it assist the hospital system, but most importantly, the patients that unfortunately find themselves in front of you?
Yeah, very good question. Well, the Hospital Foundation and the Q-Super Cardiac Challenge has raised over $5 million, and this is our 16th year doing the bike ride. The money raised goes directly towards the cardiac unit here at the Cairns Hospital, which provides the essential services to the community. Over that time, we've used the funds to purchase a second, basically a theatre where I do my procedures. We only had one available at that time. This allows us to perform more procedures for more people and help more people in the community. It also allowed us to provide more services than we were able to before, and that includes an electrophysiologist, another subspecialty of cardiology where we put pacemakers and defibrillators into people's hearts. And it's also allowed us to purchase equipment such as an echo machine, which is an ultrasound that looks at the heart. And this is to pick up diseases that can sometimes be asymptomatic in young people, things like rheumatic heart disease. And we do offer clinics all the way up to the Torres Strait now with all the equipment we've been able to have funded through this challenge.
And look, you know, I should imagine not just for patients that find themselves in a difficult situation, particularly for the families and I guess the carers of people that end up in hospital with these type of issues, having this type of, infrastructure, expertise, knowledge and I guess resources here in the Cairns region is really just such a big win for everyone involved.
Oh, absolutely. I just returned from the United States for a clinical course to upskill in a certain area of my specialty. And we are providing world-class services now in Cairns, which, you know, if you went to Los Angeles or New York City, you would get the same care as you would in Cairns, particularly from an interventional cardiology point of view. The thing with what we do is that you never know when you need it. Most people don't have symptoms or problems until one day they have a heart attack. And we have those services now where 24/7, we were ready to go. So we're ready and waiting for you if you need it. And that really helps families a lot and reduces travel and all the complications related to the tyranny of distance.
Well, look, I was running up some of the steepest aspects of the Red Arrow in the last couple of days. Hopefully, I'm going to see you out there on the bike and not at the hospital for the Q Super Cardiac Challenge. It's been really interesting to talk to you this morning. And I guess that, you know, get that perspective from somebody who actually works on the front line there and considering some of the wider issues that I guess can be met by having fundraisers like the Q Super Cardiac Challenge and, of course, entities like the Far North Queensland Hospital Foundation. Interventional cardiologist Dr. Anthony Brazzali, thank you so much for your time this morning. I better let you get back to work.
No worries. Thank you, Murray, and thank you to the community for supporting us and getting behind all of this. It really means a lot, and I'm humbled. 846 4CA.